This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you really do have to be part of the conversation. You really have to get involved so you can understand what's going on. And it's not just you understanding what's going on. Let's get it right here, okay? It's not just you understand. It's you hearing the other side. Sometimes you're going to jump on. You're not even part. You're not even part of the conversation. You're not part of the issue, or you're not taking my side of the issue, if you would. But you're going to hear what I have to say and how I'm fighting. And you may not want to hear what I have to say, but hey, how do you? Are you just going to spew party line? Are you just going to spew what they teach you at the pulpit level? Do you not want any proof at all of what you're saying? Come on, think about it. I tell people all the time, you can't just, if you just spew the party line, if you just spew what your pastor says, and you can't, or your rabbi or whatever, and you can't back any of that up, I'm not going to listen to you. People, we all know the catchphrases. The hardcore atheists know the catchphrases. They make fun of our catchphrases, and I don't blame them, frankly. You should know what the heck you're talking about. You should have a clue as to what you're talking about. I know I hate it. All the catchphrases. I hate the party bottom line. When you're spewing the party line, it does absolutely nothing for me. And a lot of other people. It actually makes me cringe sometimes. When I hear one of my brothers, whether it's in politics or my brothers in Christ, and the way they put things out there or say stuff, yeah, it makes me cringe. Because I go, dude, that's not how you do it. You don't just jump in and do that. It's just wrong. You do it in love, you do it in understanding, and you do it from a religious standpoint anyway, and you do it when the time is actually right. Not just because you think it's right. Can you tell us one of my pet peeves? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do want you to buy my book. If you want me to start wearing some new shirts, you don't like the old shirts, you want the music to change on the show, can't pay for any of that stuff without, you know, what do we make, like 27 cents a book? Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. Look, it's all the stuff you've been taught slash told to hate over the years. And I give you the ammunition, too. If you're on the left, you're going to see that we're not that much different. I mean, if you're on the far left, yeah, you're lost. But you're going to see we're not that much different. We want the same things. We might go about them a little differently. But we do want the same things out of life. And if we could just find something to come together with, wouldn't that be nice? But we can't seem to do that at all. It doesn't matter whether it's for the kids, you know, when it comes to school issues or education. You know, they recently found a, I wasn't even going to go down this road, but what the hey, I'm here anyway. They recently found a report, drudged up a report, tweaked out a report to show that voucher systems don't work. At least that's what the left says. But when you go look at the truth, when you go look at really what has gone down with vouchers, with charter schools, with school choice in D.C. before the Democrats canned it, you go look it up on your own. But basically, it turned around the dropout rate. They were graduating 2.5 times more kids than they ever had before. Because all of a sudden there was choice. All of a sudden public schools had to step up. I mean, you want to talk about being in slavery. In the public school system, they got you. The government said you're paying taxes for that system. You could live in an area that has some of the worst school districts or the schools in the state. And because you live in those boundaries, and that's where your taxes are being paid, you're stuck. You're done. Right? In D.C., they had more charter schools than they had public schools. When they only had pretty much all public schools, and there was no competition to speak of, those kids were dropping out like crazy. They weren't feeling safe. LAUSD. I mean, the LAUSD, Los Angeles Unified School District, they're savvy people. They're smart. They know how to keep the money there. They spend millions of dollars for lobbyists in Sacramento to get their hands on the money first. Right? And when the mayor, I think it was Villaraigosa. Now, his last name, let me tell you what this guy did. You know, if you understand the Hispanic culture, you can understand why this was a problem for him. His wife wanted him to hyphenate his name, take on her name if he wanted her to take his name on. So he made a compromise with her. He mixed both names together to come up with Villaraigosa. Right? I think his real last name was Villar. And her name was whatever. And they mixed them together. Isn't that great? That's one way out. Anyway, he was the one that allowed parents to choose whether a school, to take over a school and turn it into a charter school. And that was kind of sort of working out, but they really weren't ready for it. And then a charter company came in by the name of Green Dot. And they asked the parents for permission to take over one of the schools. I won't give you the name of the school. I don't want to bring any attention to it. You can look it up, though. And they went, they had over a 70% dropout rate. The kids were petrified. And you're going to have to come back if you want to hear the rest of the story. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back soon. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3. $3 per pill. Call 800-219-6607 and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-219-6607. That's 800-219-6607. Again, 800-219-6607.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-NEWS, 855-732-5563. Oh, somebody just sent me something that just brought a tickle to me. I think we'll get a kick out of it in a minute. I want to finish this other story, then I'll jump on this, because you guys will get a chart. Nobody believes that they're doing this to us. You know, the conservative shows, the conservative websites, and what have you. So anyhow, Maxine Waters says that, apparently, oh, no, wait a minute. I wasn't done with that other story, was I? I was talking about the schools. I don't want to be jumping all around the place. Yeah. Were you listening? No, you weren't, were you? Oh, it was about the vouchers. And, you know, how much better you do with vouchers, charter schools, that kind of stuff. And again, when you get, see, I should take notes of this, because you guys, you send me stuff during the breaks, and I start reading them, and I get lost. You know what I'm saying? Oh, so, you know, LAUSD, it was Green Dot. That was it. So Green Dot Charter Systems came into LAUSD and said to the parents, hey, let us take a shot at this. Let us try to fix this school thing. And instead of shutting the school down and, you know, your kids have to leave the neighborhood, it's the neighborhood they want to live in, let's give it a try. So the first thing they did, because the kids didn't feel safe in school, is they put a fence around the school. God forbid you should do that, because, you know, you're fencing those kids in. No, you're fencing the drug dealers, the people that might hurt your children. You're fencing them out. See, two totally different points of view, right? Then Green Dot comes in because it's a non-union school. They come in and interview all the teachers. And any teacher, and this was after they interviewed the kids, I should say. They interviewed the kids. They said, okay, so what do you like about your school? What don't you like about the school? Do you feel safe? Don't you feel safe? What do you wish? And they would go through this whole thing. So they took the information they got from the kids, and then they started interviewing the teachers. And any teacher that said, look, dude, it's a bad neighborhood. All I'm trying to do is get the kids through. They were fired. Done. Any teacher who said, look, I know it's almost a hopeless case, and with everything these kids are going through, if I can give them, you know, a couple hours a day of a safe place to be and impart some learning into them, then I'm happy with my job. Those teachers got to stay. And then those teachers helped them hire new teachers. And then they did the unthinkable. They put a dress code in place for the kids and for the teachers. You want to be paid like a professional? You want to be treated like a professional? Then you need to dress like a professional and not a beatnik. So the school, in a relatively, when I say relatively short, I'm not talking years. I'm talking 8 months. The school became an award-winning school. And not because people felt sorry for them, but because it's like anything else. When you work in a professional environment, when everybody's doing the right thing, and not that everybody's perfect, but everybody's pushing to do the right thing. Everybody wants a better outcome. Everybody's willing to work towards a better outcome. You know what you get? You get a better outcome. That doesn't require a college degree to figure that one out. Get fired a few times as a kid. As an adult, too. You'll figure that out hard and fast, won't you? Anyway. So kudos to Green Dot or any charter school, any private scenario, public, even the public schools that turn things around. God bless them, too, if they're willing to do that. If they're not willing to do it, bye-bye. Go. Get out. You obviously don't want to be here. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Max Waters. Max. She should be a Max. Look at her. Maxine Waters. Apparently pulled her crystal ball out of her closet after all these years. She put the broom in, pulled the ball out, and shined it up. And it apparently told her that all the sex actions and allegations against Mr. Trump are absolutely true. Now, I went looking to see how she felt about ex-President Clinton and what Mrs. Clinton did to those ladies, those women. He didn't seem to have a problem with any of that. Nothing. So no matter what Mr. Clinton did, see, he actually did it. He had to pay women to go away. Mr. Clinton actually tried and did perform some of these things on these women. Mr. Trump said he wanted to do it. So apparently that's much worse. Again, like I said, society's screwed when you think about it. Where abortion is makes much more sense than adoption. A Democrat congresswoman repeated her call for investigations as to whether President Trump should be impeached. Representative Maxine Waters, and even some of the people, like I think even Pelosi, has said no. Because let's not try to get people jobs. Let's not try to take care of the health care. Let's not try to take care of our vets. God forbid we should do any of that. We should spend the next 4 years trying to impeach President Trump. Because that's much more productive, is it not? So Maxine Waters, California, said on MSNBC that there must be a probe into the unsubstantiated dossier that surfaced last month alleging that Trump could be subject to blackmail from the Russians. Because none of you other fools could be, could you? I mean, we go back years and years and years. We just go back to Ted Kennedy when he ran for president. Talk about opening yourself up. He went to three different contacts to get to the Russian president to ask the Russian president at the time to bury or to put all kinds of nasties out on his competitor, on his challenger, I should say. And thank God they refused to do it. And then they made it public. And I love these people about the Russians. Like the Russians all of a sudden a big deal. Romney talked about the Russians way back when. And what did Mr. Oblamo say? There's nothing there. They're the JV team. Oh, no, that was the other guys. Never mind. Same basic idea, though, right? They were pre-JV, I guess. But people talk about this stuff like it's new. Look, we learned in history, it's 60 years into it, 60 plus years. In the 50s, everything with the Russians, anything that went wrong in this country was a communist plot against America. I remember my grandfather in the early 70s, God bless him, a little off then, in a supermarket with a quart of orange juice in his hand. And forgive me, I'm not trying to be nasty here, but he'd have a Camel cigarette hanging out of his mouth. I mean, close your eyes and picture this. You know, a guy with a little mustache, kind of short, very Italian looking. And I mean by that is he's hairy with a big nose and a fedora kind of thing on. And he's in there and he's yelling. He's got the quart of orange juice. He's saying, Jesus Christ, no matter you kids care, you're dying so young, you can't even afford the orange juice. It's a communist plot to kill you young people. In the supermarket. Everything was a communist plot, just like today. It's a Russian plot. I'm Joe Messina, your host, on the Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. So listen to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, what was I talking about? I hate this. Oh, Maxine Waters, yeah, but, see, it's a Freudian thing. I'm trying to get rid of it. I don't want it to hang in there. It might take root or something. Oh, head up to the website, realsite.com. You can watch live, listen live, take a poll. Listen, for some of you who listen on a regular basis, I've been getting emails from some of you that say that you're not getting the weekly email blast anymore. And my understanding today is that there's a problem with the, you may have been deleted. The Russians may have your email address or the NSA. Either way, it's not a good thing. You know what I'm saying? So, head back up to my website, realsite.com, and please re-enter your email address. You know what? You won't get two emails. You'll just get one, I promise. But please put it back in there, and that's, you know, it's one of the ways we get the information out to you. So Maxine Waters is sure, 100% sure, that the sex allegations and all the things that have been levied against Mr. Trump are true, or President Trump. And she's concerned that it might or could be subject to blackmail from the Russians. Apparently she was in a coma the whole time they were looking to go through Mrs. Clinton's emails. Didn't have a problem with Mrs. Clinton giving away a good portion of our uranium mines to the Russians. I mean, none of that stuff seemed to bother her then. Mrs. Clinton is of impeccable character. Give me another hit off that crack pipe. I mean, seriously. I mean, for anybody, even on the left, to say that Mrs. Clinton is somebody of impeccable character, you need to get your meds checked. Because even if you don't believe two-thirds of what she's been accused of, if you believe that 100% of what that woman was accused of, that none of it's true, you do live in fantasy land. You have a permanent fantasy land, what are those things? Net credentials to get into Disneyland. You must. So anyway, Maxine Waters says the coverage that they have on him, the sex actions, that absolutely true, Waters said, referring to the information they have, the detailed description of the claims Trump met with Russian prostitutes. See, I love this. Now, she doesn't know. Maybe she was there. I don't know. Maybe she likes Russian prostitutes. Well, whatever. Maybe that's how she knows. I have no clue. So, even though there's no proof that Trump met with Russian prostitutes, she apparently had no problem with Billy Boy Clinton, you know, having oral or allowing oral sex on him in the White House by Lewinsky. Right? Had no problem, as to coin a term, stripping Walter Mondale's daughter in the copy room. I mean, seriously, we're going to have the Secret Service, the ex-Secret Service guy back on the show. That man used that, you know, if you were a woman in the White House at the time of Clinton, they should have called it the White House. They should have called it the White Brothel. Because, I mean, really, if you had a heartbeat and he had a chance, you know, it was done. Seriously, the man had more sex in that White House in 8 years than he had in his whole life before that. But that didn't seem to bother any of those self-righteous Democrats, these loons on the left like her. Even the Democrats of today, when you try to ask them about it, they won't answer you. They won't tell you it's bad. They won't say anything against Mrs. Clinton, who covered and even called those women out as being nasty. They did nothing wrong. That's the sickness. The sickness is the fact that when it comes to a Republican doing something wrong, they all become righteous people on the left. But when one of theirs, no way. They should really read it and understand it and analyze it to determine what facts she added they need. Waters applauded fellow California Adam Schiff, another Democrat out of Burbank. Called for the guy who put all this information together, Christopher Steele, to testify before Congress. Schiff said that he will be requesting that Steele, a former spy for the United Kingdom, either come before Congress or meet in any manner he's comfortable doing. If we do the investigation, then we'll find the connections. And then impeachment will be necessary from there, Waters said. Isn't that amazing? Like I've been saying all along. I mean, the bottom line with it is that if you are on the right, if you're somebody on the left, like a Waters, if somebody on the right, it doesn't matter what you do wrong. You get a speeding ticket, parking ticket, you should resign, you should be impeached. On their side, you get caught running guns over the Mexican border, she shouldn't even want to know about it. And when she does, she doesn't want to do anything about it. You're always, that stuff is always amazing to me. They just don't care. And hypocrisy for the left, I'm starting to believe it's in their DNA at this point. Hey, think about this. Nothing ever crosses over. The heck is that? That's right. Nothing ever crosses over to the right. So in other words, if the left gets away with it, if the left decides it's a worthy thing for them, even if we do the same exact thing, for us, I guess it's unworthy. So some of you know I've been talking about this. It happens to us on Facebook. It happens to a great group of people that we're working with. You know, the conservatives, we've been saying we've been under attack for years, and it hasn't stopped yet. And one of the groups that I work with is also under attack. Harvard put out a list, and I just got this list a little while ago. First, they tell you how to deal with it. Secondly, they're telling you who are on the list of clickbait, misleading, false news sources. I write for several of these, which I think is hilarious, but as I'm going down the list, right, the biggest number, and you can check some of these out yourself. I love some of these. And the way they label them, I don't see any liberal labels on here, which is really funny. But the way they label some of these is they're biased, conspiracy, fake, unreliable, satire, clickbait. That looks like the bulk of them. But 100% fed up, which is a source that I use. But again, nothing here is on the left as I look down this list. I'm not trying to push people to these sites. Now check this one. American Progress is called out as credible. Yeah, I wonder why. And as I'm going down this list, look, Baptist News Source. Now, what do you think that's about? That's put up as a hate site. Then Before It's News, that's put up as a fake site. I love some of this stuff. This is hilarious. BuzzFeed is fake and rumor. Okay. These are the ones I like. Charisma News is biased. Gee, I wonder which bias it's to. Chicks on the Right. We know who they are. That's called clickbait, and it's bias. Ready for this one? Christian Fight Back is hate. Christian Post. Well, I guess they got a good mark, though. They got credible, but political. Christian Times newspaper, rumor, bias, fake. Now, this is put out by Harvard. So it has to be right, correct? CNS News, unreliable. I'm looking for Huffington Post and such. I'm getting there. I'm in the seats. We may be here for an hour and a half or so. But everything with conservative on it. Conservative Outfitters, conservative papers, conservative focus, conservative view, conservative spirit, unreliable, clickbait, bias, conspiracy, bias, 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 unreliable. That's interesting. Not surprising. It's interesting. I'll look up some of those other ones while we're on break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Real Siphon, TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is kind of funny. I love this. Apparently, I don't know, what is real equality? The liberals don't really know what equality is, apparently. So in Jasper, Indiana, at least one student at Jasper High School, poor guy, what are you doing now? I hate computers. Really hate computers. One guy at Jasper University. No, it's Jasper High School, not university, you fool. Has heard enough from the LGBT classmates. The unidentified 16-year-old posted a straight pride poster at Jasper High School last week, and the hilarious notices are not going over so well with school officials. Now, celebrate being straight at JHS by not annoying the heck out of everyone about your sexual orientation. Read the flyers. Or say the flyers, whatever. They're posted in the school's hallways after classes last Thursday. It's easy to come to the JHS. Then you go about your day without telling everyone about how different and special you are. The straight pride posters were brought to you by all the students that are sick of hearing about your LGBT pride. Nobody cares about what you think you are, the poster read. If you want equality, stop shoving your ideas down our throats. We have nothing against you or your sexual orientation. We just don't care. Now, I don't see any hate in there anywhere yet. Have you seen any hate in there? The flyers feature two rainbow flags along with the message, "We are taking back the rainbow." Principal Brian Wilson told the news site that the posters were tacked up on the hallway display areas throughout the school, but removed before students returned for class on Friday. School officials identified the students responsible for putting them up, but Wilson refused to say whether the students will be punished for the stunt. Greater Jasper Superintendent Tracy Lorie promised parents that the notices do not represent the attitude of most students, staff, and school. Now, what doesn't it represent? I mean, okay, so he was a little sarcastic about it. Probably a little teed off because he can't get away from it. But did he say he doesn't care about your sexual orientation? Doesn't care what you want to do it yourself or don't want to do it yourself? Doesn't care who you're sleeping with? Doesn't care about any of that? Well, that's the hate. Oh, because he doesn't care. Well, then I must hate a lot of things because there's a lot of stuff I just don't care about. I don't care to know about it. I don't care about it. I just don't care. Greater Jasper Superintendent Tracy Lorie promised parents that the notices do not represent the attitude of the most students and staff at the school. It is our intent to provide student opportunities to express themselves, except for him or them, in a way that helps them to be understood or understanding of the unique qualities of individuals. The world is full of unique individuals, regardless of race, ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation. And that's the world. It's our job to prepare students to function within the world. Oh, really? That doesn't look like you're trying to teach them how to function in the world. That looks like you're trying to teach them how to conform to your world. At least that's how I see it. Right? And having respect for others doesn't mean you always agree with them. And the other thing about all this, too, is it's not that it was a straight pride poster, but it was not an anti-gay poster. Controversial notices were posted the same week of the local LGBT group's huddle. Donated a massive banner to the school's Gay Straight Alliance that was hung proudly in the cafeteria. The sign read, "LGBT teens, we love you and we support you." The banner was just a show of support. You know, at some point in time, with all this white hate, and it is white hate, you know, when you've got a lot of people, or even white people, afraid and running around and talking about white privilege and how bad white people are and how ashamed of themselves they should be and how much money they should give to the black people or others, it is a 24/7 hate fest on white folks. Now, some of you adults that think you have all the answers and think you're making everything better for the LGBT community, you're not. You're making it worse for those white kids. As you said about black kids, they can't do anything about their skin color now, can they? But you're constant pounding on them about how bad they are, how nasty they are. It's wrong. It's just as wrong as it is the other way. Right, when a young gay man says, "This is the way I was born and I can't change it," and you get on a child for maybe saying to him, "Hey, that's not how you were born, you can change it," all of a sudden he's a hater. And then the white kid that you're pounding on for white privilege and other things, he says, "Look, I'm white, I can't change it." "Well, you're still a jerk, you're still a this, you're still a that, you still owe us reparation." No, actually don't. You don't. You want to stop the hate? You want to stop the nasties? You want to stop all these? Stop labeling people. You're the ones that label people. He's gay, he's lesbian, he's bigender or bisexual, he's transgender, this person's black, this person's Hispanic. You come up with all that garbage. I'm going to stay on my true equality is when everybody, every human being with a heartbeat, has the same opportunities to succeed. Now, you can come up with whatever excuse you want to as to what works and doesn't work and why somebody of color or non-color or somebody who's large or not large, why it's everybody else's fault. Just like that story we read earlier. Where the young woman decided because she didn't want to show up for work because she was going to get involved with the International Women's Day, really without telling her boss, and then wanted to blame her boss for all her shortcomings. Right? All that's the mindset. Huddle organized a sidewalk chalk event through its Facebook page with approval from the school officials that brought dozens of students to Jasper High on Sunday. They were going to write messages, or they wrote messages like, "Love is for all, except if you're white. And we rise by lifting others, except if you're white." They wrote those all around the front of the school. Well, the "except if you're white" is me, because that's a true statement. If you're a straight white person, you don't count. Your opinion doesn't count. Now, you may think the LGBT people think they're better than others, or that LGBT people are trying to get special attention or special rights. How to lecture these people on Facebook. In reality, the LGBT pride is a movement that exists to let people know they don't have to hide or feel ashamed. Well, that LGBT don't have to hide or feel ashamed. White people do. You say that on campuses all across the country. A regular, straight, white person has to hide. Has to feel bad. Has to feel ashamed. For many years, LGBT people have been told being LGBT is illegal, morally wrong, dangerous, blah, blah, blah. There's been a lot of things told in many groups. You want me to tell you what I was told as an Italian growing up? Here we get a black guy on. He can tell me what he was told as a black guy growing up in a mostly white neighborhood. Maybe a Greek. Huh? We could do them all. People are stupid. People could be hateful. We were getting away from that. Our black president helped throw fuel on the fire. Whether you want to hear it or not, you truly talk to people that are open-minded, not conservatives necessarily, but are open-minded, the African-American community will tell you they feel that this president has brought more problems to the African-American community than any other president before him. The follow-up promoted students who originally posted the straight pride poster to issue a lengthy letter to the media to elaborate on the reason behind the message and what his view was. And that America will never truly achieve equality, in his mind. I don't know why this keeps doing this to me. I'm telling you, it hates me. And why they'll never truly, truly, truly achieve equality until they stop this stuff. Until everybody accepts every style of life, every color of skin, and that progressive liberal ideology is what's driving this hate. Wow. Think about that. A young kid has figured that out. If all people are equal under the Constitution, then why do we have to keep writing laws or keep shoving things down our throats that pulls a certain group out and then makes them more equal than another? It makes no sense. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, have a great weekend. Please don't be stupid. I want you back here on Monday. You know, take it easy. Relax. Mow the lawn. If you have a global warming, cooling, whatever, climate change, you'll have time. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.